Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real. As a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, it's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing towards needed supplies and equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. If you'd like to join me for a short yoga practice, unroll your mat. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. And sink a little deeper into that support. Feel your energetic roots sinking down into the earth so that you feel anchored in. And receive the nourishment and nurturing from the earth. You are here. The time is now. If you've been with me for a while, then you know that I am inspired by the cards that I pull from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck, which was created by Kim Kranz, a part of her Wild Unknown series, which includes the Wild Unknown Tarot and the Wild Unknown Archetypes. And I do a pull each day. And if you're a member of the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook, then you get to hear those card pulls as I tap into the energy of the day, both from the Mayan calendar perspective and from the energy that those cards are providing. And the card that I pull on Fridays when I record my podcast episodes is the card that inspires the episode. And this morning, I pulled the Starfish card. And Starfish is a card from the Water Element group. And Kim Kranz, when she talks about the energy of starfish, and talks about the outward beauty of starfish and how we often overlook the inner light and life of starfish, because most of us experience starfish after they're dead. You know, we bring home their skeletons and decorate with them. But starfish are extraordinary little beings, and they move and dance on the ocean floor. And I thought today I would tap into the dance of the starfish and play with a sequence that I created almost a decade ago called Dancing Star. I created this yoga sequence when I was doing a challenge for my blog, trying to be creative around a different theme each day. Theme of the day when I created that was cosmos. And this sequence is not overly physically challenging, although it does move. The challenge in this sequence is a constantly changing focal point, keeping you aware of how big and broad the cosmos is, as if you were looking from star to star to star. So it challenges our ability to reconnect our focus quickly, to maintain our balance and our internal focus in our practice. And that reconnecting in that internal focus helps to move us beyond the beauty and flow of this sequence and into how we stay centered internally, connecting in with that inner light and life at the center of our being. So if you're going to join me for yoga, I'm going to ask you to come and stand at the top of your mat and find mountain pose, taking a moment to ground, to find your center. Make sure that your mountain pose has a solid base, so you don't have to have your feet too close together. You can make them a little bit wider, maybe hip to shoulder width apart to begin. Balance your weight over your feet, soften your knees. Relax your shoulders down your back. And gently lift your ears so the crown of your head reaches up to the sky. Imagine yourself as a conduit that connects the energy of the earth and the energy of the stars. Feeling your feet sinking down as your crown lifts. And those two energies are flowing up and down at the same time. And you can look straight ahead and find your focal point, something about nose height that you can gaze at softly. Or if you prefer a more internal focal point, close your eyes. Now bring your attention to your breath. And deepen your breath. Breathe in and out through your nose. And feel that breath flow down. Each breath coming in a little bit deeper down to the bottom of your lungs, down into your abdomen. And as that breath works its way down into your abdomen, feel the expansion and contraction. Feel the breath flow up and flow down, like the earth energy and the star energy. Couple more breaths. And then maintaining that deeper breath, take an inhale and sweep your arms up over your head. Fill your lungs with that inhale. And as you exhale, soften your knees, hinge from your hips, and fold forward, laying your upper body over your thighs. Now bring your hands to your shins, and as you inhale, lift up halfway and lengthen your spine. As you exhale, release down, dropping back into that deeper fold. Keep your feet pressing into the floor. Take an inhale, sweep your arms out to the side and lift up. Bring your arms up over your head. And then exhale, release your arms back down to your sides. Again, inhale, sweep your arms out and up. Reaching up, lifting your heart. Exhale, soft knees, hinge from your hips and fold forward, arms going out and then down by your feet. Bring your hands to your shins and with an inhale, unfold halfway, flattening your back, reaching your tailbone back and your crown forward. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Fill your lungs with an inhale as you lift your heart, sweep your arms out and up and reach all the way up overhead. And as you exhale, release your arms down to your sides. Once again, inhale, sweep your arms out and up. Exhale, hinge from your hips. Open your arms out as you fold and then bring your hands down by your feet. Slide your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift up halfway. Lengthen. Slide your shoulders down your back. As you exhale, release back down again into your fold. Inhale, press your feet into the floor. Keep your knees soft. Come all the way up, sweeping your arms out and up. Reaching, get tall like you're trying to touch the sky. Exhale, release your arms back down to your sides. Now adding on, inhale, sweep your arms out and up. Lengthening, exhale, soften your knees, hinge and fold. Arms out and down. Bring your hands to your shins, lift up halfway, extend your spine. Now reach down, touch the floor, and as you exhale, step back into staff pose. Shoulders over your hands and body flat. I'm sorry, step back into plank. Hold here for a moment, gazing down right underneath your nose, crown of your head reaching forward, heels pressing back. Lift your thigh bones into the backs of your legs, draw your navel towards your spine. Reach out through the crown of your head. So your body is flat as if you were standing in mountain pose. Lengthening, still have those two energies flowing through you. Take another breath in and as you exhale, drop to the tops of your knees. So your kneecaps are free. Shift your weight forward a little bit to keep your shoulders over your wrists. Spin your elbow creases forward and then bend your elbows and lower your chest down toward the floor so that your tailbone angles up toward the sky. Now drop your abdomen down and draw your heart forward through your arms, coming up into a low cobra, shoulders going down the back. Reach up through the crown of your head. Now on your next exhale, release your heart down. Press your hands into the floor, curl your toes under, and lift into downward facing dog. Now if you can't go straight into down dog, no problem. Come up onto your knees first and come up that way. Take a moment to settle into down dog. Check that your hands are shoulder width apart. Spread your fingers out a little bit and start to press down into the pads of your fingers and the outer ridges of your palms. Press the floor away slightly with your hands Soften your elbows, spin your elbow creases forward, and shift your arm bones into the backs of your shoulders, almost as if you were taking the heads of the arm bones and laying them on the back of your rib cage. Now gently ease your hips up and back so your heart begins to melt down through your arms. Look back through your knees. Keep your knees soft. Take another breath. Now on your next inhale, lift your right leg up behind you, creating a down dog standing split. And as you exhale, step your right foot forward between your hands, coming into a lunge. Make sure that your foot is underneath your knee, helping it forward with your right hand if you need to. Your left foot is pressing behind you, heel reaching out. Roll your shoulders down your back and lift your heart. Take a few breaths here. Nice. Now spin your left heel down and turn your toes out to the side of your mat. Reach your left arm forward and then up, and let that lift your upper body until your shoulders come over your hips, arms extended out at shoulder height, warrior two. Look out over your right fingers. On your next inhale, straighten your right leg. As you exhale, reach your right fingers out over your right toes. Bring your hand down onto your right shin and send your left arm to the sky. Look up at your left thumb. Pausing for a moment in triangle pose. Now inhale, lift your torso upright, arms still extended at shoulder height. Lift your right toes and pivot on your heel toward the long edge of your mat again. And feel five-pointed star. Feet pressing down into the floor. Arms reaching, extending through your fingers. Lift your ears to extend up through your crown. All those energies that have been flowing through your body are flowing through those five points. All that star energy. Now drop your arms down. Sweep your hands together. Bring them palms together in front of your heart. Now inhale and press your hands overhead. Open your arms out and bring them back to shoulder height. Lift your left toes and pivot them toward the other end of your mat. Now slide to the left. On your exhale, reaching your fingers out over your left toes, bring your left hand down onto your left leg. That sends the right arm up. Turn and look up at your right thumb. On your next breath in, lift your torso back up, stack your shoulders over your hips, arms extended out. Bend your left knee until it stacks over your foot and turn to look out over your left fingers. Take another breath. And as you take your next exhale, drop your left hand toward the floor outside your left foot. Swing your right arm up, forward, and then down. and spin your right heel up to land in your lunge. So you're facing the other end of your mat now. Lift up through your heart. Reach back through the right heel, sink into your hips. Now with both palms flat underneath your shoulders, step your left foot back into plank pose. Press down into your heels, lift your thigh bones and your navel, reach forward through the crown of your head. Take another breath in plank, and as you exhale, drop to the tops of your knees. Spin your elbow creases forward and lower your chin and chest toward the floor between your thumbs. Keep your elbows hugging your sides. Now inhale, draw your heart through your arms. Lay your belly down, your hips down. Lifting the heart into cobra. Take another breath in cobra. And as you exhale, lower and press back into down dog. Remember, you can go through hands and knees. And your down dog is facing the other end of the mat. Take a couple of breaths to settle into down dog. On your next inhale, lift your right leg up and back. And as you exhale, step your right foot forward again between your hands. Lift up into your lunge. Take a breath here. And now spin your left heel down. Turn your toes to the side of your mat. Swing your left arm forward, up, and then let that cartwheel your upper body up into Warrior Two, gazing out over your right fingers. On your next inhale, straighten your right leg. As you exhale, slide to the right, reach out. Bring your right hand down to your right shin. Send your left arm to the sky. Look at your left thumb. On your next breath in, lift your torso, lift your right toes, turn them toward the side of your mat. You're facing the other direction now, the other side of your mat. Look out ahead of you, reach through all five points. Now, drop your hands down. Bring your hands together in front of your heart, and then as you inhale, reach them up, out, bring them back to shoulder height. Lift your left toes, turn them toward the front of your mat, and then slide over to the left, exhaling, reach out through your left fingers, bring your left hand to your left shin, send your right arm to the sky, take your gaze up. On your next breath in, lift your upper body. Arms come back to shoulder height. Bend your left knee. Look out over your left fingers coming back into Warrior Two. Take another breath in. As you exhale, drop your left hand outside your left foot, lift the right arm up, forward, and then down to the inside of that foot. Spin your right heel up and step back again into your plank. Take an inhale in plank, exhale, drop to the tops of your knees. Keep your elbows in, drop your chin and chest. Inhale, pull your heart forward through your arms, melt your shoulders down your back. Cobra. And on your next exhale, lower and press back into downward facing dog. pausing there. So you've circled all the way around your mat, looked at lots of different things. Take a moment to just settle in, back into center, back into down dog. And if you need a rest, drop your knees down, come into child's pose. We're going to go through that sequence one more time, but go in the opposite direction. Take three more breaths and down dog before we flow. And we'll move a little bit faster, less holds, but as always, if you need to slow down, if you need to take breaks, please do. So from downward facing dog, on your next inhale, lift your left leg up and back. As you exhale, step your left foot forward between your hands. Inhale, lift your heart. Then spin your right heel down, turn your toes to the side of the mat. And on your next breath in, sweep your right arm forward and up. Let that lift your upper body into warrior two, arms extended, gaze out over the left hand. On your next inhale, straighten your left leg. Exhale, slide your ribs to the left so your left hand goes out over your toes. Bring your hand down onto your left shin. Send your right arm to the sky and look up at your right thumb. Next inhale, lift your upper body. Lift your left toes, turn them to the long side of the mat. And take just a breath here, feeling the energy of five-pointed star. Exhale, drop your arms. Bring your hands together in front of your heart. Inhale, press the arms up overhead and float the arms back to shoulder height. Lift your right toes, pivot them toward the back of the mat, and then reaching out through your right fingers, slide to the right, bring your right hand down to your right shin, send your left arm to the sky, gaze up at your left thumb. Inhale, lift your heart, bring your arms back to shoulder height. Exhale, bend your right knee and turn to look out over your right hand. Inhale, exhale, drop your right hand down, sweep the left arm up and then down next to your right foot, spin up onto your left heel, arrive in your lunge. Exhale, step the right foot back and land in plank, shoulders over the wrists, heels reaching back, body flat. Take an inhale. Exhale, drop to the tops of your knees. Keep your elbows in close, drop your chin and chest. Inhale, scoop your heart forward. Roll your shoulders down your back as your belly comes down. And exhale, press back up into downward facing dog. Take a couple breaths here. On your next inhale, lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, step your left foot up between your hands. Help it forward with your left hand if necessary. Get that alignment. Inhale, lift your heart, roll your shoulders back. Now spin your right heel down, turn your toes to the long side of the mat. And on your next inhale, Sweep your right arm forward up and then let that lift your torso, arms extending out in line with the heels, looking out over your left fingers, warrior two. Inhale, straighten your left leg. Exhale, slide left, reach your fingers past your toes and then down to your shin, right arm to the sky. Gaze at your right thumb. One breath. Next inhale, float up, arms extending shoulder height. Look out over the long side of your mat as you lift your left toes and turn them in that direction, finding your five points, the energy flowing there. Now lift your right toes, spin them towards the end of the mat. Look out over your right fingers and slide to the right. Reach out, bring your right hand down onto your right shin. Reach your left arm to the sky. Look up at your left thumb. Inhale, come back up, shoulders over the hips, look out over the right fingers, bend your right knee, warrior two. Inhale, exhale, let your right hand come down, left arm comes up and over, frame your front foot. Spin the left heel up. Lift your heart into a lunge. Next, exhale. Step your left foot up to meet the right so that you're hanging in a forward fold, facing the front of your mat. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, release back into your fold. Inhale, sweep your arms out and up, lift your heart, reach up overhead, and exhale, release your arms down to your sides. Feel the energy moving through your body. That cosmic, chaotic, beautiful life energy dancing through your body. On your next inhale, sweep your arms down, out, and up. Reach. Exhale, soften your knees, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Place your palms down. Exhale, step back into plank. Inhale in plank, exhale, drop to the tops of your knees, drop your chest and chin. Inhale, scoop forward into cobra. One more time, roll the shoulders down the back. Now exhale, release and press back into child's pose. Moving your hips back to your heels, bring your forehead down in front of your knees. And then you can bring your hands back by your feet. Round your shoulders forward a little bit. Breathe into that. Now slide your hands underneath your shoulders. Lift your upper body and slip your hips to one side of your feet so you can swing your legs around. Bend your knees, put your feet on the floor, and roll yourself onto your back. Draw your knees up over your chest and give them a hug. Rock a little bit from side to side and settle your body into the floor. Now keep your knees bent over your chest and drop your arms out to the sides. That star energy reaching out, palms up, drop the shoulders back. As you take your next exhale, bring your knees over to your right so your left hip comes off the floor and let your knees come down toward the floor on the right side. Keep relaxing your left shoulder back into the floor. Stay nice and broad through your collarbones. And you can turn and look out over your left hand so that you're looking away from your knees. Take a few more breaths here. On your next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. And as you exhale, take your knees over to the left side. Soften the right shoulder down and turn your head to the right, looking out over the right arm. Settle your eyes on a focal point or close them and turn your focal point inward. Slow, deep breath. Feel the way the breath works its way down into your abdomen. Settling in and releasing. As you take your next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees one more time, give them a hug. It might even feel good to lift your head and shoulders and tuck your nose into your knees, giving everything a little squeeze in. And then relax, bring your head down, release your feet to the floor. Slide your legs out. Separate them at least mat width apart and relax your hips so that your feet splay apart. Now bring your arms out to the sides. Turn your palms to the sky. If it's not comfortable for your arms to be straight out, bring them a little closer to your sides, still away from you. Take a nice big breath in. And with a sigh, let your body sink into the floor. And then let go of the breath. It'll find its way back to its natural rhythm. Close your eyes softly. Imagine gazing at the tip of your nose. Let the eyes relax and soften. And turn your focal point inward. As if you could rest your attention in your breath. Feel your body get heavy. Head heavy, arms and legs heavy, torso heavy. And feel your starfish energy. Beautiful, graceful. And within the light, the energy, of the earth and the cosmos dancing in you. And I'm going to leave you here to take as much time in final relaxation as you desire, honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.